So there's a change to the first piece on this program. It's not that we didn't like the L.A. Carter, but we've replaced the L.A. Carter piece with another new piece, a newer piece. We wanted the newest possible piece that we could present for you. And that's by Luna Pearl Wolf, who just completed this duo for violin and cello in the last couple of weeks. I'm Luna's husband, and Luna originally wrote this duo as a trio for violin, cello, and percussion. And it was called Mélange à Trois. The story, the narrative is actually quite similar to the duo that we're about to play. But I heard this piece that a student of mine premiered, and I was really taken with the string writing. And I asked Luna if she could get rid of the percussionist and make it a duo, and that's what she's done here. The story, it's kind of a wordless opera. On the stage is a garden of percussion instruments, and it begins with a cello solo. Many of you have, some of the students have already heard this story, but I'll tell it again anyway in case you've forgotten the hair-raising details of this. So it begins with the cellist, the percussionist is behind him, and all you see are some hands playing percussion on the cello, and it becomes clear that the female percussionist and the male cellist are in a relationship. Enters the violinist, stage right, and immediately commands the attention of everyone, especially the female percussionist. They end up at a dinner party together where the percussionist is playing wine glasses in a kind of chorale with the violin and cello playing in harmonics. And through the course of this dinner party, the violinist seduces the percussionist. The cellist gets very, very pissed off and challenges the violinist to a duel. And the two of them duke it out. But in the middle of this fight, they realize something. They're actually quite attracted to each other, and there's some kind of chemistry. And so, in the end, the two guys end up together, leaving the percussionist in the dust. which is exactly what we're doing tonight by playing it as a duo. We've eliminated the percussionist altogether, and you just have to suspend your sense of disbelief at this moment and just imagine Lena as a really cute guy.